Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting second. The DH, Chris James. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike York. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with York covering, for the out. Hamilton scores. Surhoff moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Surhoff scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. James strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Bill Spears, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Hamilton trying to get to third. Whiten throws the ball into Berga, who tags Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. James reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James moves to third. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jefferson out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Bill Spears, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor is walked intentionally. Dave Otto now pitching. Darrell Hamilton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Alomar moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Brewers. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Chris James, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. James hits a line drive beyond second. Randolph can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Jim Austin now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spears fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive for a single. Furman moves to second. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Furman moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. James hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Furman tags and scores. Lewis tags and moves to third. Hill tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga is walked intentionally. Mark Lee now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spears fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gantner hits a line drive for a single. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Bishop. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Chuck Krim now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Candy Maldonado pinch hits for Darrell Hamilton. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stubbs bunts towards the mound. Otto fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Otto. Stubbs moves to second. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground for a single. Stubbs moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette is 0-for-3 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. Randolph moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Randolph scores. Bichette moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Dante Bichette now playing center field. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. James hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Orozco covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Whiten trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Mike Aldridge pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Dan Plesac now pitching. Mike Huff pinch runs for Albert Bell. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Mike Aldridge. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is hit by the pitch. Huff moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing second base. Mike Huff now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Mark Lewis now playing shortstop. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hill. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Whiten throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Surhoff trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Stubbs moves to third. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bichette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-6, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spears is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.